Hi, and welcome to the 5-Word Prayers Daily, a 5-day-a-week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Today's daily goes hand in hand with yesterday's, so if you haven't listened to that show, at some point go back and do that. We talked about worry and how so often we dwell on things and it wrecks us mentally, and today is the biblical solution to all that dwelling. I love how the Bible just straight up tells us what to do, don't you? I need somebody to tell me what to do, but I need it from a biblical perspective. So let's get right into a place a lot of us could use some joy in: our thought life, our mind. The mind. We've talked about it on here before, but it's really where battles for our spiritual lives are won and lost. We decide things and then we act on them. My husband sent our family group chat a video just yesterday of one of my sons at the gym, and this crazy high box and about five thick weights stacked on top of this box. And it was like the height of a very tall person. And you can see my son in the video psyching himself up for just a minute to jump up on it. And then all of a sudden he jumps and he gets it. He gets to the top of this box. It's just, it's crazy. It's pretty incredible, actually. I couldn't believe that he made it. And then my husband sends a second video of my other son. By the way, both of my boys are equally athletic, and I've seen both of them do crazy high box jumps and all kinds of athletic things. But this time, the second son was about to attempt to do the jump his brother just did. And for some reason, you can see this son in the video. He's getting ready. He's sizing it up like his brother did. But he just, there's a different look. And so he's kind of blowing out, you know, and he's kind of rocking back and forth on his feet, and his arms are going back and forth. And it's a little bit longer buildup. And you keep thinking he's about to do it, and he never does. And finally, he just looks at the video and he says, "I can't do it." Now, I have seen him do a box jump, a high, high box jump like this before, maybe even one higher. We have a video of him doing it. But for some reason, on this day, this particular time, this son psychs himself out and his mind won't let him do it. It's not because he's not capable of it, because he well is, and we've seen him do it before. But my husband then types up in the next thing he puts in the group chat after this video, he types out the words, "It's mostly mental." And that's the thing. Our mind is our controller to a large degree. Obviously, our heart is the core, but our mind is as well. And how much joy we have is determined by what we think about, what we choose to think about. This study this month is so good for me because lately my joy has been diminished, I will admit, because my habit of letting myself think too much about negative things has just gotten to me. And as a result, I've been less joyful. And my whole family knows it. And I think we know this is true. And yet too often we don't do anything about it. We just sort of let it go. But Paul says in Philippians 4:8 so clearly, "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." There's our to-do joy list. If we want joy, we have the list: true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, worthy of praise. I think if we compare that to our list, I'll personalize it. If I compare that to my list many days, it would be quite different. Too often, I think about what's wrong: negative, hard, concerning, sinful, compromising, and the list goes on. No wonder if you put those side by side, I mean, no wonder the joy eludes me. The lists are anywhere near the same. You know, we look for books on joy, and here it is in black and white in the Bible. It's mostly mental. It's why we can't make the jump. Not because we're not capable of it, but because we don't think about the right things. We go on vacation to bring us joy, so we look for a really fleeting, temporary solution to a permanent problem. The truth is, all vacation does is put off problems for a week or two, because no one can go on vacation forever. And so our 5-word prayer today is, "Give me a joyful mind." I really have been thinking about this and praying for this, because I want to spend this next year differently, the next part of my life differently. I want more joy, and I'm grateful the Bible tells us exactly how to have it. His list versus my list, and my list has got to change. That's it for the 5-word prayers daily today with Lisa Whittle. You're awesome. Jesus is awesome. And I love doing this with you here every day. Thanks for listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily today. I have some free stuff for you if you're interested. Just text the words 5-Word Prayers, no spaces, to the number 44222 on your phone. Follow the quick and easy instructions and you'll immediately get some exclusive content. And keep listening to our show for much more to come.